Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show is titled The One Simple Question That Leads to Success. And why do we want to talk about success? Because success is a mindset. It is something that we need to consider simply because if you want to be successful in your life, you have to have goals. You have to figure out a way to create success for yourself. You have to want that success. When you encounter a problem or frustrating situation, what question do you ask yourself? I used to ask the following. Why am I so unlucky? Who can I blame? Why am I so stupid? How do I make sure I don't look bad? Why is life so unfair? It's typical for people to blame someone else when they fail instead of looking back inside yourself. And if you want to succeed, look at that failure as a stepping stone to the next level of success. I now realize that there are useful questions. These questions cause me to focus on factors that were beyond my control. What's more, they made me avoid taking responsibility for my choices in my life. I ended up feeling confused and helpless. Not a good outcome. As I became wiser, I started asking myself just one question. I believe this is a key question that leads to success. What is the one thing I can do right now to improve the situation? Again, what is the one thing that I can do right now to improve the situation? I definitely don't claim to be the most successful person, but I can say for certain that the question has enabled me to take plenty of productive action. Allow me to analyze the individual words and phrases that make up the question to explain why it is so potent. One thing, the question doesn't ask you what 10 or 50 things you can do. That would be overwhelming. It asks you what one thing you can do so you'll feel more in control. You might be faced with a complicated situation, but focusing on one thing makes it manageable. When you ask this question, you'll no longer feel powerless. You're turning your attention to what you can do instead of what other people ought to do. This poses you to adopt an achieve approach. This won't allow you to wallow in self-pity. Instead, you'll take your responsibility for what you can do to make the situation better. Right now, you'll feel empowered to take action immediately. The phrase right now reminds you that you don't need to wait for perfect conditions before you do something, even if it's only a tiny action. You can do something right away to address the issue, improve the situation. If you're dealing with a complex problem, you won't be able to solve it today. It may take you weeks or even months, so you shouldn't try to tackle the entire problem at once. Even if you can only improve the situation by 1% today, that's completely fine. The important thing is that you're making progress. This will encourage you to stay motivated because you can see that you're making headway. Examples of how to use the question to build a better life. You're probably wondering how to use the question in your daily life, here are three examples. Example number one, you have a boring math teacher. You might be tempted to complain to your friends about how horribly uninteresting your math lessons are. You might dread the thought of going to math class and doing your math homework. You might even claim that your boring teacher is the reason behind your less than stellar math grades. But what if you ask yourself, what is one thing that I can do right now to improve the situation? And let me give you a little example here of what I went through when it came to math. I have cerebral palsy, and it's a neurological disability. And sometimes what I see and what I write down are two different things. And there were so many times in math that I did very poorly. And math tends to be one of those things where I can see something and then write it down and it'd be completely different. But it was not until I was in graduate school that I realized that I had that problem, because I was taking a statistics class, I was trying to work the problem to come up with a multiple choice answer, and every time I kept working it, I kept coming up with the wrong answer. Then I left the problem. And when I came back to it later and I looked at it again, that's when I realized that I had written something down wrong. And yet, none of my teachers had ever pointed that out to me. They just looked at my grade and just said, oh, well, she's never going to achieve anything. So, you know, if you buy into what others tell you instead of realizing yourself where your limitations are, what your issues are, and how you can turn it around to benefit you as opposed to letting it control you, then that is how you can change yourself. And you will realize that there are plenty of possibilities. You could talk to your teacher after class and tell him what you appreciate about his lessons and go on to suggest what he could do to make the lessons more engaging. Or find online resources to help you learn the information. Or you could form a study group. Example number two, you had a nasty argument with your friend. Your natural response would be to find fault with your friend and to list all the reasons why she's being unreasonable. You might even begin thinking about all her personality traits that annoy you. All this situation would cause you to become angry and bitter, and it wouldn't help the situation. Ask yourself, what is one thing I can do now to improve the situation? You'll recognize that you had a part to play in the argument too. The one thing could be to apologize to your friend for losing your cool. If that's too hard to do, you could write her a short letter or email to explain how you feel and to say you're sorry. Example number three, you think you're underpaid. You might feel like talking to your colleagues about your frustrations and criticize the company for not valuing its employees. You might lament that your hard work isn't appreciated. This would result in becoming upset and unmotivated. Is there an alternative? You bet. All you need to do is ask yourself, what is one thing I can do right now to improve the situation? The one thing could as easily as searching the internet for articles on how to successfully ask for a raise. Google how to ask for a raise and found a long list of useful articles. The bottom line, it sounds cliched, but it's true. Questions have the potential to transform your life. If you ask the right questions, you'll be headed down the path of success and fulfillment. So, every time you're confronted with a challenge or obstacle, ask yourself, what is one thing I can do right now to improve the situation. You know, also, if you think about affirmations and thinking positively and saying things in a positive way, that is another way that you can turn things around and improve it for yourself. So every time you're confronted with a challenge or obstacle, ask yourself, what is one thing I can do right now to improve the situation? I'm sure you'll come up with an excellent answer. And you know, every time you look at what you want to do that is going to help you promote yourself and your business, because we are really moving into a different era, and we need to look at the things that will help us become what we truly want to be. And let's look at, excuse me, what is success? Can you achieve it? Purpose of life is to live. You really can take control of your life and succeed. Unfortunately, life does not come with a manual. Most people struggle through life and wonder why they never get anywhere. You do not have to be one of them. Your life should be yours to command. Learn how. I will give you a warning here. Becoming successful is not easy. Otherwise, more people would be successful. Some of the content of this may make you feel uncomfortable, but not as uncomfortable as failure. To achieve success, you will have to change. If you are not successful, then you are doing something wrong. One of the hardest things for us humans to do is admit when we are wrong, even to ourselves. So if you are reading one of these pages and it seems like I am pointing a finger at you, then grit your teeth and keep reading. I have made many of the mistakes that I've mentioned, and mistakes can be used to put yourself down, a bigger mistake, or it can be a lesson learned, which is no longer a mistake. Have the courage to be really honest with yourself. And, you know, what we often don't think about is because of the internet, because of technology, because of these things, doors have opened up that we can learn what other people have done to become successful. And when you learn the skills, because it is a skill and it can be learned, then you can be successful. Thing is, you just have to be willing to open your eyes and do the things that you need to look at and see what will happen when all of these things can work for you. Because you know what? It is success. It is what it is. And let's look at where you should be successful. There are many areas in a person's life: self, family, friends, work, community, and so on. Here are some areas you should consider. To be truly successful, each of these areas need to be properly balanced. Obviously, not all of these will have equal importance. Set your priorities. Just try not to ignore any of them. Take a look at each of the blocks in the chart, then take a minute or two to see how you could improve on it. Now, let's talk about building harmony in your life. When someone concentrates, on just one or two of these areas, a workaholic will probably lose his family and friends, then become an alcoholic. It is not always easy to keep everything in harmony. Sometimes you will need to pay a lot more attention to one area and leave the rest. If you suffer a financial setback and the bill collectors are beating on your door, for a while, all of your time and efforts go into making money. Does that mean anything else has to suffer? No. There is ways to lessen the impact on the other areas of your life. Probably the best way is communication. You will find information on communication, other tools that can help you achieve success. Check the navigation tabs on the... Okay, now, what we're going to do is talk about communication, because this is something that a lot of people have very much difficulty with, because we each have a different behavioral style, and we communicate in that behavioral style, and we expect people to follow us. But you know, if you're talking to someone, like a transaction analysis is called the parent, the adult, and the child. The parent says you should. The adult says I am able to. And the child says I want. And if you are very dictatorial or you're a dominant personality and you're talking to someone who's a steadiness personality, or they're very, very do things by the book and everything has to be perfect and it just has to be done a certain way, and you try to dictate to them how to do something based on your own behavioral style, then there is going to be conflict. So you need to learn how to adapt to different behavioral styles when you communicate. What is the meaning of success? Real success is winning in all areas of your life. It's almost like juggling. Not an easy task, but quite achievable. Picture each area of your life and see how they could all be in harmony. Imagine how that will feel. And you know, imagination works very well, and how you can create and visualize where you want to be in life and how you expect your goals to work for you. Just keep trying and growing. Success is not a one-shot deal. It takes persistence and continual attention. You will expect barriers and resistance on the road to success. And sometimes people fear success, and when they fear success, guess what? That they will set themselves up for failure, because it is easy to do the things that will hold you back than it is to find a way to succeed in your personal life. So let's talk a little bit about fear of success, because that plays a very important role in how well and how good you are and how successful you are. You would not think that people would have a fear of success, but they do. It is a fear of the unknown. People are scared of making changes. What will happen if I finish your sentence? Remember, if you ask yourself, what will happen if I am successful? Or why shouldn't I be successful? There seems to be an instructive fear and an instinctive fear of anything new, different, or previously untried. I think it may be a basic animal instinct. An animal will usually back away from anything it is unfamiliar with. We are not animals. We have a rational, reasoning mind, and that is what we must use to overcome the fears. The uncomfortable comfort zone. People tend to have a comfort zone that they rarely, if ever, step out of. When I was younger, just starting to work, I had a desire to travel. Two of my coworkers also said they wanted to travel. They continually talked about roaming the world, working their way. We agreed that we could and would do it. Months went by, and they were still planning. It took me a year to realize that they were never going to do it. I quit my job and started to travel around England. It was not easy. I worked on fishing trawlers, picked peas, worked in factories, and a few times even had to sleep on the bench. Of course, I was being irresponsible and foolish, but I was living my dream. I have since traveled across Canada a few times and most of the United States at least once. I plan to travel a lot more, only from now on it will be with a bit more money and comfort. You will hear people complaining about their life. They hate their job. They have no money, and on and on. Try to get them to change it. With some people, it would be easier to get them to drink poison. Even when you show them a good way to make money, they will come up with all kinds of excuses. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. Well, they never did have the time or the money, and they never will unless they change something. It seems they have more fear of success than fear of failure. To be successful, you have to step out of your comfort zone. You have to accept that you will no longer be the one of the majority. You will be one of the 5% who are successful. And why it's important to look at those things and realize where you are and what you want in life? Because you know what? When the time comes, you have to make the decision that you want to be successful. You have to be willing to go back and look at the things that will help you grow as an individual. And remember, what is the one question that you need to ask yourself so that you can change things around? And I believe the key question that leads to success is, what is one thing I can do right now to improve the situation? If you think about what you can do right now, how you can change. And let me tell you something. People are griping about the fact that they can't find a job, and they expect the government to create a job for them. Well, there are companies starting every day. They are developing software to help you build a business online much easier through email marketing, through social media. The fact of the matter is that when they are starting, what are they doing? They are creating a business online and offering it to people who use their products. And if you use their products and you sign up as an affiliate, yes, you may be paying a monthly fee. But if you know people, if you refer people to the business, you will earn back that money on a monthly basis. And when you do that, then the product becomes free to you. And as it multiplies, as the people that you initially bring in develop a downline of their own by referring the product to their friends, and you know what? You have just built a residual income. And with that residual income, it means you can go out and enjoy your life more, that you don't have to keep working towards building an income. Because with a residual income, what happens is that money is automatically there every month. You just have to be willing to be open to a new opportunity to look for things that can help you create an income. Because what happens is that the typical job market is and the typical thinking in the corporate environment is you go out, you start at the bottom, you get minimum pay, you work your way up to the company, into management, you work for 25 years, and after that 25 years, you get a retirement party, a gold watch, and you get income for money that you paid into the government for Social Security. Well, there is no guarantee that 20 years or 30 years from now that Social Security will be around. And let me tell you something. You living on Social Security alone today, you are living at poverty level because the government does not consider payments to people as a guarantee. Plus, what you make in Social Security should be a percentage of what you have earned over the years, and it should be a certain percentage of what you earned for the last 10 years of your working life. But today, no job is guaranteed for a lifetime like it was during the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s. During the 1990s, corporations had merged to the point that they had three or four people doing the same job. So what did they do initially, because it was an unwritten rule that they had a job for life, is they started offering buyout packages. But today, when you go to work for a corporation, there is no guarantee that you have a job for life. So, and more businesses are looking for people who think like entrepreneurs, who think like people who want to go out and generate an income on their own, who want to go out and figure out how they can help other people live a better quality of life and how they earn fees doing that. And it's a matter of you need to consider, what are your strengths? Where are the things that you truly want to do that can help you build a career as something that you really, truly enjoy doing? Because if you're doing something that you truly enjoy doing, then when the time comes for you to retire, you will have a income coming in that you can continue to live the lifestyle you were used to living. And that in the 1940s, when President Roosevelt set up Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, it was only supposed to be a stopgap. It was not meant to be a long-term income. So therefore, what are you going to do today that can affect your finances in the future so that you can continue to live the kind of lifestyle that you have become accustomed to? And remember, there are no guaranteed jobs with companies today like there were 30 years ago or 40 years ago. So you need to consider what are some of the things that you can do today that can generate you a residual income so that down the road when you want to travel, when you want to enjoy your life, you can take the time to do it. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And there you can go and you can sign up for both individual or group therapy, group coaching, where we can help you put together a strategy of building a business and keep you accountable to work on those goals.